Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Parekh from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the management of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries for giving us the opportunity to host their Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay S. Banka, Managing Director, and Mr. B. J. Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary, cum Chief Compliance Officer. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, very good afternoon. This is Vijay Banka speaking on behalf of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Limited. I welcome you all to the Q3 9-month FY25 earnings call conference. Our results were published yesterday, and let me take you through with the highlights of our results. During Q3 FY25, we have reported profit before tax of about 16 crores and profit after tax of about 11 crores. This is as compared to profit before tax of 14 crores and profit after tax of 10 crores that we had clocked in the corresponding quarter last year. So there is a modest improvement in the PBT and PAT numbers. Now, to talk about the total income, etc., the total income during the period was 316 crores, almost similar to the total income that we had clocked in the corresponding quarter last year. However, during the 9-month period, our total income is 906 crores, vis-à-vis 1,339 crores in the last 9-month period. So insofar as 9-month results are compared, our results of this 9 months pale in comparison to the 9-month results of the corresponding period last year. So let me take you through the macro numbers of the sugar sector and the sugar sector. So ISMA had last come out with its estimate, and they had estimated that the gross production of sugar production will be 33.3 million tons, and they had factored for a diversion of about 4 million tons for ethanol productions. So which means they were talking, ISMA was estimating a net production of 29 million tons. However, this number has a definite downward bias as of now because, as per the recent research reports which have come out, indicate that UP will clock lower than expected production because of lower yield as well as lower recovery in that state. One welcome development that has happened in the last few days is that the Government of India has approved the export of 1 million tons of sugar. So we will have the flexibility to either export directly or to swap our quota with the mill which is exporting directly. Typically, mills in Uttar Pradesh, they exchange their quota. We normally don't do direct exports because of the logistic advantages which mills in Maharashtra and Karnataka enjoy. So we swap our quota with them. And this development is positive in the sense it will improve the cash flows of sugar mill as well as it will give a boost to the sugar prices which have been in muted state for the last quarter. Sugar prices were well below the 3,800 mark in the last quarter. However, have since rebounded And presently, sugar prices are in the range of 3,950 or so. So, well, we sold about during this quarter, Q3 2025, we sold about 4.99 lakh quintals as compared to 4.94 lakh quintals of sugar sold during the corresponding quarter last year, a marginal improvement. Average realization, though, has come down. It is 3,772 per quintal vis-à-vis 3,852 per quintal that we had realized in the corresponding quarter last year. As I had mentioned earlier, sugar prices were muted and subdued during the last quarter, during the entire duration of the last quarter. So for 9 months period, we sold 17.71 lakh quintals as compared to 21.83 lakh quintals of sugar sold during the corresponding 9 months period. Average realization, though, has been marginally better. Average realization for 9 months period is 3,793 vis-à-vis 3,692. So almost better by about 100 rupees a quintal. We were carrying a stock of 8.27 lakh quintals as compared to on 31st of December as compared to 7.71 lakh quintals that we carried on the 31st of December 2023. During industrial alcohol sales, during Q3 FY25, we sold about 14,958 kiloliters of industrial alcohol compared to 14,172 kiloliters of industrial alcohol in the same quarter last year. However, on 9 months basis, our quantity of industrial alcohol that we sold was only 30,570 KL, as against 73,262 KL sold in the corresponding 9 months period last year. So whatever industrial alcohol that we sold during this quarter was produced directly from sugarcane juice. And so we have been running both our distilleries on sugarcane juice directly since the start of this season. However, going forward, we will take a call on this at the right time. So results of this Q3 and 9 months were impacted by several factors. The volume of sugar sold was higher in Q3, but if you have seen, significantly lower in 9 months period, it was about 17.71 lakh quintals vis-à-vis 21.83 lakh quintals. More than that, the bigger drop came actually in the same so far as sales of ethanol is concerned over the 9 months period because of our crushing of season 23-24 having come to an end early in the month of March 2024 itself. There was virtually no activity in the distilleries during the first two quarters. However, we have now resumed with the start of the season. Sugarcane crushing is also resumed, and so also the industrial alcohol production in both the distilleries. So Q3 25, as we have seen, there has been some improvement in the profitability. We have had our loan profile continues to be lean and trim. We have loans of 162.58 crores term loan, and they all are at subsidized rate of interest. And going forward, we are making all the efforts to improve the varietal mix because the setback that we suffered was in the last season was huge because our crushing truncated early, and so also the quantity of sugarcane crushed was substantially lower, which in turn resulted in lower availability of molasses and therefore lower ethanol production. So it has had the cascading effect on all the profitability parameters. And we are making a lot of efforts to improve our varietal mix so that we overcome this menace of red rot, which has impacted and devastated the entire state of Uttar Pradesh. Though not in the all at the same time, Eastern UP was impacted earlier and then came the impact on the Central UP, and now it's spread to the Western UP as well. So we remain committed to improving our varietal mix. We remain committed to improving, exercising a lot of financial discipline, and we remain committed to ensuring cost controls wherever possible, cost rationalization wherever possible. Like I said, the silver lining is the announcement of export. So this should augur well for the future. Secondly, on the anvil is also the increase in the ethanol procurement price. So that will also boost the profitability of sugar companies. Thank you very much. I open the house for question and answer session. Please do feel free to ask me any kind of questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goel from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible, sir?
Good afternoon, sir. Yes, I can hear you, sir.
I just want to understand from you, the outlook in the upcoming quarter, particularly on the domestic production for sugar.
Domestic production for sugar, like I said, you know, ISMA's product estimate is now due for revision. ISMA is in fact meeting on the 31st to have a relook at the production estimate. So, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, there is a definite downward bias because UP has not been reporting encouraging production numbers. So, because the yields of the yields at the farm level is also lower, and so also the recovery levels are also lower. So we definitely expect a downward revision to the production numbers. So we expect reasonable levels of stock to be maintained at the end of this particular season, 24-25, which will be on the 30th of September.
No, that I understand, sir, you mentioned in your opening remarks, UP is on lower levels. But what is the underlying reason for the same? Is it continuing to be so in FY26, or what's the exact picture of it?
In UP, perhaps the weather is played to want, and which is why the yields are lower, and yields are lower also because of the red rot attack. And there is a talk of downward revision in the production estimates of Maharashtra and Maharashtra also, which is because of again excessive rainfall the state had received in the monsoon months.
Understood, sir. That's fine, sir. That's it from my side. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dhanit Savla from Savla Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Hi. My question is with regard to how can we look at the crushing season which is currently going on?
It continues to be challenging, sir, because there are lingering problems. This varietal replacement is a two-season phenomenon. So we have suffered in the last season, and we don't expect any substantial improvement in this season as well. But season 25-26, we should get back our momentum, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Hi. So just have few questions on the sugarcane variety front. What would be the CO0-3 saliency in our catchment area, and how it would change, say, for next season? That's my first question.
Let me talk unit-wise. You see, in Bareilly unit, which is in Faridpur, so this season we expect about supply of about non-238 variety of about 64%. 36% to 38% will be 238 variety. But in the coming season, we will have zero supply of 238 variety. But the Bijnor district units, where we have two of our units there. So there, the red rot actually starts late. So there, while in the coming season, we will see the entire plant cane to be non-0238 variety, but ratoon cane will be still 0238 variety. And the season thereafter, we will have absolutely no 0238 variety in these two units as well. Now, a lot of varieties are being propagated. There is 118 variety, which is being propagated. There is 15023, 14021. So this time, there is a conscious effort not to depend on a single variety. And all these varieties are good, reasonably good. So, going forward, we will want to have a mix of the early maturing varieties.
How are the recoveries in these varieties? Is it better than CO0-3 or not?
No, they're comparable. Actually, this season, you know, we aren't able to get good idea because even in 238, the recoveries are lower. Yeah. Hello?
Mr. Awasthi?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, sir. So a few questions from my side.
Yeah, good.
Firstly, the downward revision that you're talking about, any quantum in mind?
No, sir. Actually, you know, representatives of all state will be meeting in the ISMA meeting. So, you know, well, I may have some idea about the UP state, but I wouldn't have more idea about the Maharashtra state or the Karnataka state or the other states. So we will have to wait till the meeting gets over. You see, this sugar estimates are estimates, basically. Even world over, if you see, every fortnightly, every monthly, the revisions do happen. So, I'm sure ISMA will come out with a credible number this time.
Yes, sir. In for UP itself, where you said you would have some idea, how
It was 10.5 million tons last time. So this time we expect it to be around 10 million tons or so.
Got it, sir. So, next question was, the carrying cost of the sugar inventory as of now.
Yeah.
If you could point out the figure of that.
Yeah, we are carrying inventory at 3,764 rupees a quintal.
Sorry, come again, sir?
3,764 rupees a quintal.
Got it. Got it. And, you have the figures for last year, this time?
No, I don't have the figures of last year this time.
No.
No, I'm sorry, I can get back to you on that.
I think this number has been constantly rising because of the way, of course, the sugar prices.
Yeah, the cost of product. You see, well, see, because of the recovery having come down and the procurement cost, you see, between last year, you know, around the same time, maybe we were carrying some stock of the earlier season, where there was no increase in the sugarcane price. And the last season, the sugarcane prices went up. This year, so there will be full impact of whatever sugarcane price was announced last season. Plus, of course, there has been a dent in the recovery, like I said. So because of that, the cost of production is higher, which is the reason why the valuation rate is also higher.
Understood. So, sir, on this point itself, there's again a talk about a revision. Also, the accounts have it, you know, given in the notes of accounts, you've said that SAP revision is due for this season. Any thoughts on that?
No, SAP revision is due every year, but it's not been announced. And because there has been so much of delay, we don't expect any increase in the SAP.
That is fair, sir. So lastly, as of now, what is the cash on the books?
No, we are utilizing our credit limits now, but there's been a marginal utilization of the credit limits.
No, as of now, the cash amount on the books.
You mean cash and cash equivalent, is it?
Yes.
I don't have the number right now. I can get back to you. I have to get back to you on two points, right? One is from the inventory valuation on the same date last year, and the cash and cash equivalent on the books on 31st of December, right? Okay, I'll get back to you.
Because if I remember correctly, on September or the last quarter ending, the value was about 216 crores.
Yeah, but you see, what happens is, at that point in time, there are no cane dues, and there is so now we have paid all our cane dues on time. In fact, ahead of schedule, we have paid. So typically, our working capital requirement starts building up from November onwards, from the time we start crushing, and it peaks during March. So in that sense, we will not have any FDs in our books as on 31st December.
Understood. So basically, the previous cycles or the normal business.
So we will have cash surplus between the period July to October.
Understood. That's because you're not taking up the short-term borrowings, which normally is what is used for the working capital.
Yeah. We don't have any short-term borrowings on those dates.
Understood.
And whatever surplus money is there is parked by way of FD.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, my first question is regarding the export quota that we will be entitled out of 10 million tons. And
so our quota is 10,444 metric tons, sir. It works out to roughly 3.23% of the average production that we have clocked in the last three seasons.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you very much. And second question is, would it be somewhat gainful? I mean, will we be getting a better price than the domestic market when we sell our entitlement?
Sir, when we will swap our export quota with the domestic quota, there will be a consideration. So for us, it doesn't make enormous sense to export directly because mills in the closer to the ports are the ones who benefit most by exporting directly. So we swap our quota. We will be entitled to domestic quota in the, so for example, 10,444 metric tons. We will have additional domestic quota divided in five equal months starting from March to July.
Okay. And sir, this export has been notified or not? Because it was announced.
Yeah, already notified. Already notified. Agreements have started happening.
It has started happening already.
Yeah.
So do we foresee to get it completed in next 15, 20 days? No.
No, we will be done with our swapping agreements within the next 15 days. Government has given, for the physical exports to happen, government has given time till 30th September.
Okay, sir. Got it. Sir, one more thing.
Our obligation ends when we sign the agreement for swapping of quota and submit it to the department.
Okay. So it is sort of a premium that we will get when we give this entitlement to someone or some consideration.
Yeah. Typically, the differential, as we may call it.
Right, sir. And sir, now I am coming to one more question. That, I mean, we are having an installed capacity of 21,500 metric tons per day crushing. So are we running at full right now, or we are not able to utilize it?
No, we are running at our full capacity. Only thing, the number of crushing days will be more or less. That is how it works.
And will it be less than last year or will it be better
than
last year?
There are challenges. We don't know. Still, we are some distance away from the closure of the season. So, in the coming days, we will come to know how much we will be able to crush.
Sir, can we use rice also to make ethanol in case of need? Are we having extra capacity in it? I mean,
No, we don't have. We actually, our plants are not equipped to use rice. They are not multi-feed plant that we have. But our model that we are going to follow is that we will use juice during the season, and during the off-season, we would have generated DAV molasses, which we are storing. So we will use DAV molasses for production of ethanol during the off-season.
And when we do not have any extra capacity in a good sugar season, we will not have any extra capacity.
In a good sugar season, yes, we will not have extra capacity. You are right, absolutely.
Okay. So are we planning to have that facility on?
No, sir. Our first target is to get back to our regular crushing activities. We are grappling with the problem of red rot menace. Red rot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So our.
Sir, fine. Are we persuading government of UP to give us a somewhat better price for our levy molasses? If
that effort is on, sir, always on, always on.
It is such a low price, sir. You know, even, I mean, we are very, very small shareholders or least concerned, but we also feel very bad that in these times, why we are so much penalized. I mean, any industry should not be penalized like this.
Sir, for your kind information, UP is the only state where there is a country liquor obligation on the part of sugar mills.
Yes.
No other state. And somebody who drinks, if he buys country liquor, let's say for 70 rupees, he wouldn't mind paying 75-80 rupees. You know, so there is absolutely no problem. Why should there be reservation at all? It's a multi-pronged battle which we have been fighting for quite some time, sir. I'm sure in some time in future we'll be able to break the ice and.
Sir, last opinion of pricing, that do you see sugar prices to go to 41, 42 rupees in near future?
I think they'll hover around 40 rupees, sir. It's very difficult to talk about how the market reacts. Yes, once the quota was announced, the prices touched 4,000, but then again they subsided a little. So presently around 3,950. But yes, I am with you when I say that, why shouldn't sugar prices cross the barrier of 40 rupees? Why should there be a barrier at all?
For two reasons. The cost of production has also gone up, and secondly, some sort of less production is going to come, which may give some comfort.
Absolutely, absolutely. We in the industry feel that sugar prices should also go up and sugarcane prices also should go up so that it's a win-win situation for the sugar mills as well as the farmers.
The last question about the syrup prices. Many talks are going on that only 2 rupees will be revised for syrup. So I think that will not be very economical, sir. I mean, with this.
Yeah, so, but whatever, after not getting anything last season, whatever little we will get, we will accept it with humility, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. You are very kind, sir. You really made me.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ritesh Poladia from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just one question now.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, will we cross average crushing this time of 375 lakh quintal?
No, sir. Last season, we crushed 268 lakh quintals. And like I mentioned, we are still dealing with the challenges of red rot. So 375 seems very far-fetched as of now, but more clarity will come in the next 1 or 2 months, sir.
Okay. So do you think crushing will go beyond 31st March?
Let's wait and see, sir. It's all, plant, what is the yield that one gets in the plant crop? Because the ratoon crop has now stopped coming. So it's the plant crop, the total it's a different perspective in so far as the plant crop is concerned. So once the plant crops comes, it started coming already, but there will be more clarity on its yield in the times to come, sir.
That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Question is from the line of Ria from Equirus Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving the opportunity.
Very good afternoon, ma'am. Very good afternoon.
Also, I just wanted to know, given the current dynamics, how is the profitability looking like? Earlier, we used to say that B, molasses, ethanol was the most profitable, and going forward, then sugar, and then C, and then syrup. So what is the current profitability? How do we see in each segment?
Actually, the making ethanol from BAV molasses is still the most profitable thing. You know, in the last 15 days, the total dynamics have undergone a big change. Sugar cane prices have gone up reasonably well. So we will have to wait and see. We are just looking at our numbers, and we will arrive at the right mix for our production of our ethanol as well as sugar.
Got it. And what will be the break-even price where we would be okay with either B heavy or sugar, that we would not sacrifice sugar?
Sorry?
What would be the break-even price at which we would be okay to produce either sugar or produce ethanol from behaving molasses?
So that was around 38.50. So like I said, you know, in the last 10-15 days, the total dynamics has undergone a change. So we will wait for some kind of certainty in so far as the sugar prices are concerned. So we will take a call on that very shortly, ma'am.
So what are the current prices like?
39.50. Whether sustainable or not is the question.
Got it. Generally, the prices tend to move ahead at the end of the season, around October, November, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. It does tend to move up. But as the season, you see, there is never any certainty. For example, there was no reason why the prices were so much subdued and muted during the last quarter. So we will have to take a call how much the prices are sustainable and accordingly take a decision.
Got it. Also, what is your take on the incremental 1 million ton which the government has allowed for exports?
Ma'am, what is your question?
What is the take on the incremental 1 million ton which the government
has? It's a very positive step. It was long awaited, and it's a very positive step. The reason why you're seeing an increase in the sugar prices is because of that, because, you know, which means that we will have a reasonably decent, we will not have an overhang of big stock situation as on the 30th of September 2025. The stock levels will be reasonable enough to take care of three months of consumption requirements of the country, but reasonable enough to support a decent sugar price.
That was for reasonable stock level would be around 6.5 million tons.
Six million tons is a five and a half to six million tons is a reasonable stock level now.
What are the current international prices?
Current international prices for raw sugar, it's around 18 cents a pound, and for it had gone about 18 cents. It's gone about 18 cents. And for white sugar, it's around 485 USD per metric ton.
Got it. And how is the outlook with the Brazil for the current season?
Ma'am, ISO has projected a deficit season 24-25. So the prices should remain firm. There is no reason why there should be. It's just because, you know, the prices seem low because of the appreciating dollar all across vis-a-vis other currencies. But if you look at it in real terms or in INR terms, the prices are reasonable.
Got it. And for export, the government would give us a dedicated quota to the different mills, right?
Yeah. We've got a quota of 10,444 metric tons, man.
Okay.
that.
Got it. And what would be the current recovery level on an industry, right? Because you said that there has been lower yields going for.
No, the recovery is lower by about 50 basis points as compared to the last season at the gross level. But still there is plant supply which is coming now. So there could be some improvement there. Maybe sugar mills are able to make up for some lost ground in the coming months.
Got it. So maybe 50 basis points across UP and Maharashtra both?
No, UP. I'm talking only about UP.
Only about UP. Maharashtra, do you see more further reduction in recovery rates or in yields?
No, Maharashtra, we have not heard of any lower recoveries in Maharashtra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to ask further a couple of point to question. For grain-based ethanol, we have been hearing that they have not been profitable. Do you see any closures of distilleries or something like that?
Green-based ethanol, yes, ma'am. Actually, the government, the oil OMCs are paying a higher price for that. So from their perspective, it's a costly procurement. And insofar as at the current prices of rice as well as maize, there's not much of margin. But anyway, since we don't make, I'm not an expert to comment on that.
Got it. No, I was just talking in terms of if grain-based ethanol or distilleries are closing down. I think it gives government more impetus to increase the prices for molasses-led.
See, molasses-based distilleries are the natural distilleries, if you ask me. Because grain is, where molasses-based distillery, the feedstock is not a problem at all. You know, the feedstock comes from within. Whereas in case of green, you are dependent on external feedstock. You have to buy rice, sometimes from FCI. Last year, there was a ban on procurement of, on sale of FCI rice. Then maize, which is being encouraged to be grown, but cultivated. But, the prices keep varying. When there are more number of buyers, when there is more demand, the prices go up suddenly. So an external feedstock is always a dicey proposition to be dependent on.
Got it. And in terms of ethanol for us, how much crore liters do we estimate for the current year?
Sorry, ma'am, I didn't get your question.
What will be the current estimation of ethanol production for us?
For us, we have bid for about 7 crore liters of ethanol. So we expect our production also to be in the same region.
And there is no problem from the OMC for procurement of the same, right?
Yeah, there is no problem. There is no problem.
And if at all the VC and an industry level increase in the prices of ethanol from sugar, when that would be around? When do we anticipate this increase?
Sorry, ma'am, your voice is not clear.
So when do we expect the industry or the government to increase the prices for sugarcane-based ethanol?
We do expect increase in the price. It's on the anvil. We do expect an early announcement of the increase in price.
That will be around within 1 month?
We hope so, ma'am. It's been there on the cards for quite some time, but yes, I think it should happen any time now.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for my time.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir.
So one clarification. Did you mention that last year we did about 268 lakh quintal of crushing?
Correct.
Will we, let's say, reach like what number, 10% growth, similar number, or like what kind of number we are looking this year for crushing number?
Sir, last season challenges, whatever we face, those challenges still continue to haunt us. So this year it's very difficult to forecast a number as of now. Much will depend on the plant yield and the plant supply of sugarcane. Since we would have made big changes in our varietal mix in the coming season, So we expect 25-26 numbers to be impressive.
And that impressive means like last year, previous year I'm talking about, not the...
Not 401. We did 401 lakh quintals in 22-23. But yes, substantial rebound from the numbers that we are experiencing now.
Okay. Secondly, you mentioned about the 7 crore ethanol, 7 crore liter ethanol bidded. This year probably will close about 5-5.5 in our current year. Like if the crushing is similar to last year, are we confident to supply 7 crore liter ethanol in the...
As of now we are confident, sir. We will have to wait and see. As of now, we are confident.
Okay, understood. Sure, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Krishna Parekh from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Questions. Good afternoon, sir. So with the improved crushing figures and potential upward revision in MSP for sugar, what are our key performance expectations for FY25 and beyond?
Sir, FY25, I can talk season-wise. Because fiscal performance, it all depends on the prices that are prevailing, etc., etc. Insofar as the crushing numbers are concerned, I can comment that yes, 24-25 season is going to continue with the challenges that we have had last season, but 25-26 should be a substantial bounce back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how are we balancing?
And typically, howsoever the performance of the season is, portion of it gets reflected in that particular fiscal and a portion of it gets reflected in the subsequent fiscal.
Okay, got it. And how are you balancing between the sugarcane juice syrup and the BAV molasses, the mix?
We are doing, during season, we do sugarcane juice, and we are also, while we are generating, while we are doing this, we are also generating BAV molasses, and it will be used during off-season for making ethanol.
Okay, and coming on to the exports front, what is the realization difference between the exports and domestic?
So the price differential is 4,000 rupees a metric ton or so.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
For the postal states.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you, friends. It's been a lovely interaction where I was able to answer your questions and also share our company's thoughts and perspectives. We once again would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for the confidence that you have reposed in us. We will try and improve our performance wherever possible, in whatsoever manner possible. Thank you very much. I'll hand over to my colleague, Mr. Maheshwari, for any comments that he may have.
Thank you all for your active participation and encouragement, and we look forward to the same in future also. Thank you.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.